Type 6, the loyal skeptic. So for you, in terms of understanding the three centers in your body, you tend to over-rely on the mental center. And this supports this belief, and it's really a compensating belief for your type structure, that the world is dangerous, threatening, people can't be trusted, and I have to, you know, comply, which is the more phobic style, or defy, the more counterphobic style, in order to feel secure and avoid danger. And so for you, there's this idealization that I am loyal and I'm going to guard your safety and my safety no matter what. But it's a stance, it's a position, and it's rooted in your type. And the real avoidance is feeling helpless and defensive, or excuse me, helpless and defenseless. And you may align with authority, again, that's the more phobic six, or defy it, which is the more counterphobic six. And you can pay attention, you know, to the different ways you do that. So from a body perspective, you know, your task is to really start becoming aware of your kind of way that you hold back. Because you've got this real keen ability to anticipate problems and figure out solutions and figure out the roles and procedures in order to kind of relax your nervous system, because you tend to have a very sensitive neurological alarm system. And you can start paying attention to how it puts you on high alert when it feels like there's signals of danger. And for your nervous system, it doesn't really matter whether it's a saber-toothed tiger or somebody in the grocery store that looks kind of, you know, sketchy to you. It's 1-6 told me, you know, I started smiling at the grocery store clerks, and they smiled back, and I was surprised. So it's kind of your nervous system starts to relax. So what happens is that sometimes there is something going on, but the danger for you is imagined and amplified, which you already know that to some degree. So as from the body pace perspective, it's how do I develop safety inside myself? And so the journey of the six is moving from fear to courage. And the way to do that in the body is by becoming centered and grounded in your body. So from an Enneagram perspective, this means, you know, kind of traveling to that heart point of 9, where you can start to relax the scanning of the environment. And the way most sixes describe is to shift your energy and attention to the belly center. All right. And so start observing over the next few days is, when do I notice, you know, what are the situations that my alarm system starts to activate? And then insert the pause. And so rather than doing a head practice, okay, I got to calm myself down. This isn't, because your head isn't useful. There, you have these two other centers to rely on. So for the breathing practice, you can simply take slow and deep breaths as we've done before. And really work on the inhale. Stretch the actual muscle of your diaphragm. Can you feel when you do that? And then release the exhalation as much as possible. And this is a counter-anxiety breath where it calms the nervous system. So when you start noticing those eyes become alert, you start to scan, maybe you're at a place, you can see the scanning. See if you can actually pause. And you may even want to practice putting your shoulders back just a little bit. You know, you don't have to armor and stiffen them, but like, what does it feel like where I kind of can feel small and scared? And what does it feel like if I kind of just straighten my spine a little bit, put my shoulders back, and breathe into your diaphragm? And breathing into the belly can start to restore calm and reduce anxiety. And sometimes it can make you feel anxious if you start to feel pleasurable sensations, like you'll be caught unaware. So then go ahead and breathe into the chest, because that can provide energy to handle difficulties and challenges when they are necessary, when you have to attend to those things. So take a few moments here and take slow, deep breaths. Just getting a little practice with stretching the actual muscle of your diaphragm. Get a little curious, like, what would it be like if I could drop a little bit lower? Maybe if you're doing chest breathing, drop it a little bit lower to my diaphragm. And then on the exhale, a real long, slow breath. And I'm going to be teaching you an exercise that I learned from an Aikido master who's a six. But I will tell you the first part of the exercise is there's a shift when you stand straight. And you have your shoulders go back a little bit so you can kind of feel a little bit of your own courage and power. And you may even invoke some sort of archetype that is an embodiment of courage for you. Could be a fictional character, a spiritual character. Could be something in nature, an animal. But just kind of embodying what that courage is like for you. So take a few moments and do these nice, nice long breaths into the diaphragm. And nobody has to know you're doing it when you're in a situation where you start to notice your fight, flight, freeze response is activated. But start paying attention to it. See where it houses in your body. Does my jaw get tight? Does my neck kind of stiffen? You know, when do I notice I get suspicious? And this, I'm not telling you to not feel suspicion anymore, but what we want to do is invite these two other centers, because then you have more information available to you. So start with the body becoming centered and grounded in your body, and start there. So your movement is from really that hyper alert scanning stance to courageous, grounded presence. And use your natural curiosity to really learn about your body's response and what it feels like when you make the shift.